Yeah, Tuesday mornings, we talk hockey and whatever else comes up with Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer and the legend Shane Doan, who joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Doaner, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. The tone of the conversation, I think, is going to start off on a much better note. Points in four straight games for the Yotes. They're starting to figure some stuff out, huh?
Yeah, there's some things that you can see in our game that's getting a little bit better and some things that are making us a little bit more success, which is always important, especially at this time of the year when you're when you've had a tough run and you're trying to get going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. That last game, Sunday night against the Kings, it was, you know, you get the overtime win, 2-1, good goaltending again, but such a strange ending to that game in overtime. Capobianco puts the puck in, it's waved, you know, Coyotes are celebrating a goal, it's waved off, and play continues to the point where the Kings get a shot off on the other end, and the game ends with a horn after it was reviewed. That can't be all that common. I can't remember if I've ever seen that before.
No, we gave up a 2-on-0 going the other direction
because
we were celebrating.
Yeah.
Like, it was totally bizarre. And I haven't been in a game where something like that's happened. I played in a game in the World Championships one time when we scored in overtime to win the World Championships. So this is a final game in overtime at the World Championships. We think we scored. They go the other way on like a 3-on-1, and we just all jumped onto the ice and the ref blew the whistle and they had to go and review our goal. But we didn't know, like, it was one of those bizarre ones where no one on the ice knew for sure. And because of that, anyways, we almost got a delay of game penalty and all this other stuff that would have happened. But yeah, that was a cool one for us. Capo's playing well. That was a big shot by him. To win in overtime against LA is always fun. And then for it to go the other way and for Veggie to make a save on the 2-on-0 was kind of cool too.
Doaner, when you take a look at this, I certainly don't expect this team to start ripping off victories. I think we know that this is a long-term play here, but the importance of notching victories and learning how to win, how important is that, at least in small doses?
Yeah, well, your culture matters. Like, you have to start to develop that attitude that you continue to fight no matter what the circumstances are, that you build in some foundational things into your organ, into your group that will always be there and that become part of your identity. And like you said, that us winning like that and finding ways to win is a huge part of that. And we're going to have to do that in order to have the type of long-term success that we want.
Shane Doan, our guest every Tuesday morning here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. And going past, further back before the Kings game, a 2-1 overtime win at Gila River Arena against Detroit. Based on what you told us last time we talked about, or maybe it was two conversations ago, but the fan base that you enjoyed sending home unhappy more than any was Detroit. So that had to feel great, too.
It definitely did. It definitely did. They kind of felt like, I think they had that game tie wrapped up because they kind of had control until the third period. And then in the third, we were battling and their goaltender was playing really well. And for us to find a way to tie it up when overtime was pretty good. And for Clayton Keller to score, he's been playing well. He just hasn't been scoring. And for him to get that one, hopefully gets him rolling. And he's a big part of our group.
Now, as it pertains to building a team through the draft, there are teams, and we mentioned this earlier, like the Blackhawks who got Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, and boom, right? But it doesn't always work elsewhere, and it brings me to this. When you take a look at a guy like Connor McDavid, a guy that the Coyotes were hoping for at one point in time, is he one of these kids who is legit, that has lived up to that promise?
Uh-oh. That guy is amazing. Like, he is amazing. He's a guy that does stuff that I don't think anyone else can do and no one else has ever done. And he embarrasses the league at times, which is a part that I just can't believe. Like, I can't believe that someone at this stage of hockey can be that much faster and better than everyone else. And he is elite and special and some.
Hey, we made it. How many? Three consecutive weeks without phone problems? Pretty good.
Well, Connor McDavid is having that kind of year for Edmonton, right? And there was a time when the Coyotes were tanking, for either Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel. And Jack Eichel didn't turn out to be the Connor McDavid level.
Good player, bad situation in Buffalo, finally got dealt.
You might even say Sidney Crosby never made it to that level based on all the concussions he had. Continue, donor.
Okay. I am on Wi-Fi. I don't even know how that's happening because I'm on... Anyways, all right.
I think Jared did that to you on purpose. I think he just hung up on you and...
He just pushing a button.
Yes.
Yep, 100%.
Probably the wrong button if we know Jared.
I'm surprised he's allowed to touch any of the buttons.
Yeah, you and me both.
I am such a Connor McDavid fan. I think that guy is just an absolute treat to watch what he does in our sport. What he's doing in a team sport,
you
just don't see. You don't see, especially in today's day and age where everyone is so talented and everyone has been coached up and everyone has specialized in their sport, and so they have such elite talents throughout the whole sport. There's not like this one guy that's just a freak of an athlete better than everybody else because, you know, it just genetically happened, but everyone's been training so hard. This guy is doing stuff that he makes teams look like they're not even junior players. Like, he just embarrasses them at times. And it's so fun to watch because you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, he's been electric since he came into the league, and it's hard to believe he's already in his seventh year. He's 25, and he's put up big numbers, and Edmonton has had this resurgence in the standings, but they haven't won at all. At what point in his career does that become kind of an albatross around him? Not that it's all on him, but you know how that works with players of his stature, donor.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so funny because you don't, as a player, you're not the GM and coach. Like, you don't have the ability to dictate who you play with and how you play. And I think that obviously that he's a guy that has the capability of winning a game by himself and has done it many times. But to win in the playoffs like that is really difficult, especially in our sport, I think. And it is going to start to get there. But I think he's a ways away from it yet. Like, I think this year they're going to be a really tough out this year. I think that there's somebody that nobody wants to play just because he's – and then Leon Draisaitl, who's with him, is probably the second best scorer in the league and is equally as talented at scoring as Connor is. I don't think he has a complete, make everyone on the ice as good as him ability, but just at scoring, he's phenomenal as well. So they got a pretty good group.
Yeah, they may actually be legit this year. All right, let me ask you this, Donor. You once famously ripped American Olympic hockey, like if they win a gold medal, it's got to be a miracle. You remember that famous
blast?
They
make movies about it. Yeah.
Right, and make movies about it. That was one of the all-time blasts, but I can assure you, and I think you'll agree, that America does Thanksgiving better than Canada.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I came down here, and I'm like, wait a minute. You get 3 days off for Thanksgiving? You got, what is going on? You only get a day off for Christmas, but you get 3 days off for Thanksgiving. I am full-on bought in. I'm an American citizen now. I'm bought into the whole Thanksgiving and enjoy it and can't wait for it to get here and watch some football and enjoy some family time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And nobody is lining up outside of the Best Buy in Kamloops on Friday morning after Thanksgiving. We're not seeing that happen.
We don't have a Best Buy in Kamloops, so that's probably a safe one. But come up to Kamloops on Boxing Day.
That's when it's on.
Boxing Day. We got the Commonwealth Boxing Day where all of the nobles would box up all the gifts they didn't want and give to their servants, and so now we do that in Canada.
All right, Donor, thanks so much.
Thank you,
as
buddy.
Always, you're the best. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll talk to you next week.
Jared, stop touching the buttons. Leave it alone. All right? Thanks, guys.